Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 173 on July 3rd, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Moxian Inc., Macy's, and Fisker Inc., and we discuss three new trades on Lordstown Motors Corp., Sorrento Therapeutics, and the Nikola Corporation. And it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for the weekly option. Now, after so many weeks of seemingly flat growth in the markets, we finally have reached yet another new high in the equity markets here in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 352 points, ending the week at 34,786 points. The S&P 500 index gained 71 points, closing the week at 4,352 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is finding one trade that you understand. Now, this is one of those simple but key tips. Don't trade everything. We all want to trade every spread, every strategy, every asset, everything. I trade stock options, crypto, futures, Forex, and actually was about to put on a commodity option spread just yesterday. Now, on this show, I cover different companies every week and target three different trades. I've also been doing this since 2001. In fact, in a few days, I will have to celebrate my start in option trading 20 years ago, which means I'm an old man. I've had a lot of time to become comfortable with all of this. So for a new trader or even a trader that hasn't had any trading success in options, I would say to find one trade that makes sense to you. Stay there and figure out the metrics that work for you. Then repeat it over and over and over. Once you're comfortable with that trade, find another one. Repeat the same process with two good trades this time. I'm sure you've heard the saying, jack of all trades, but a master of none. Don't do that. Not at the start. Certainly not at the start. Master one and then master the next. I remember when I traded options at the CBOE, 15, 20 years ago, there were companies that wouldn't even quote, they wouldn't come to the market to place trades until it was time to roll over trades from one month to the next. And they were just, this is just what they were good at. They were great at pricing the roll. They traded a bunch in the span of a couple of weeks each month, and they made plenty of money for being experts at that one trade. This also goes for like technical analysis and indicators too. Trust me, you can make a lot of money just staying focused on one indicator or one trade over and over and over again. If you try to use everything that's built into whatever charting software, like I use TradingView, if you try to use everything there or wait for confirmation from like five indicators, you'll never make a trade. So at the end of the day, master one trade, one indicator, get good at one thing. And when I say get good at, I mean making real money with it, and then move on to the next and see if that doesn't improve your success trading. All right, let's get into the review from last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call on Moxian Inc., symbol M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.21 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the July 22 half call at $4.30, which could give us a maximum return of 32.61% in 3 weeks. Well, Moxian stock gained $2.84 this week, closing at $23.05 per share on Friday. The call option we sold gained 70 cents, which leaves us with a net profit of $2.14 per share if we were to close the trade. However, we know that if we let this trade expire in the money, we will lock in a gain of more than 3 times that amount. In this scenario, you definitely would want to hold the trade until expiration as long as the stock stays above $22.50, which is the strike of the option we sold. So we are more than $7 above our break-even point right now. So barring a 30% drop in stock value over the next couple weeks, should make money on this trade, which is, it's always nice when they work out. And speaking of working out, the next two trades are going to give us a little more challenge. So we're going to next up talk about the credit spread. We looked at Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.62 per share. Looked at selling the July 19 half 19 put spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents. Well, Macy's stock lost $1 per share, ending the week at $18.62 per share. The out-of-the-money spread we sold is now in the money, and if we were to buy the spread back right now, we would lock in a loss of 18 cents. Now, the spread could lose another 12 cents, so this is a high concern. This is definitely of high concern at the moment. We are well below our break-even point, so some people might prefer to simply close this trade and walk away. I'm leaning towards waiting a day or two because the chart still looks bullish to me, even though price has headed lower over the last few days. So if price action does continue lower, I would look to buy the spread back and then sell a call and a put spread, you know, an iron condor, to recoup some of my losses on the initial trade. I'm more worried, actually, about getting shaken out of the original trade with this recent downward price action and then having price head higher, which would just completely anger me. So take a look at the chart if this is one of the ones that you got involved with. And you basically will have to look at it and say, like, hey, I think this thing is going higher or lower. I have my own views, but remember, trading is so personal, and this is why I've gotten away from just saying, I mean, this, just know this is not a show where I give trading advice. I'm sharing some of my trades and trade ideas with you guys more for education than for saying, hey, follow along with me. The reason why is I have different risk metrics than you. I might have a different account size than you do. I have a different amount of patience or sometimes impatience than some of the people that email me. So it's all very personal. The main thing is understanding how the numbers work and seeing what fits in your portfolio. That disclaimer being said, let's move on to the debit spread. Kind of the same situation. We looked at Fisker Inc., symbol F as in Foxtrot, S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.30 per share. We looked at buying the July 18 half 19 call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 19 cents or a maximum return of 61.29% in 3 weeks. Well, Fisker Inc. stock dropped $1.37 per share this week, ending the week at $17.93. The in-the-money spread we bought is now out of the money. The spread lost 20 cents this week, with the stock finishing well below the break-even point. So reviewing the stock chart once again shows the current price is right. I mean, it literally is sitting right on top of a previous support level in price, a price support level. So I'm still optimistic that this stock can finish in the money. However, I'm not opposed to selling the spread to avoid losing the additional 11 cents of value. And then I would turn around and sell, you know, another iron condor. I like selling these iron condors, especially as the as we approach expiration and it becomes a little more certain where we're going to be riding the stock out. So selling the iron condor, selling the put spread and the call spread together, certainly at this point you could recoup the 20 cent loss from the trade and likely walk away from this sort of for a scratch or a small profit. But I would give the stock a day or two. At least I'm looking at giving the stock a day or two to confirm whether the previous support level is going to hold or if the stock is going to continue to push lower. So either way, this trade and the credit spread are not over. Sometimes you have to work a little bit longer to make your money. So that being said, let's get into the new trades. And this is the last the last show where I'll be talking about the July 16, 2021 expiration. After this show, I really don't like trading in the last week, although last month I made some decent money trading with 1 week left expiration. I typically do go ahead and move out to the next month. So on next week's show, we'll be looking at August expiration trades. So we're going to start this week off with the covered call, looking at Lordstown Motor Corporation, symbol RIDE. That's R as in Romeo, I as in India, D as in Delta, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $9.23 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the July 9.5 call at 89 cents. This could give us a return of 12.5% in 2 weeks. You enter this trade by buying stock for $9.23 per share and selling the July 9.5 call at 89 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $9.50 per share. Break-even price is $8.34 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $923 and you would collect $89 for selling the option. Our next trade for the week is going to be a credit spread. Looking at Sorrento Therapeutics, Inc., symbol SRNE, S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo, N as in November, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $9.76 per share. I'm looking at just selling the July 9.5-9 put spread at 19 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the July 9.5 put at 58 cents and concurrently buying the July 9 put for 39 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $9.50 per share. The break-even price is $9.31 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $19 per spread that you sell and have $31 at risk. Final trade on the week this week is going to be our debit spread. Looking at Nikola Corporation, symbol NKLA, N as in November, K as in Kilo, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha. The stock ended the week at $16.44 per share. I'm looking at buying the July 15.5-16 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents or a 56.25% return on capital in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the July 15.5 call for $1.60 and concurrently selling the July 16 call at $1.28. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $16 per share. The break-even price is $15.82 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $32 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful July 4th holiday if you're here in the U.S. And just know that the markets will not be open on Monday, but they will reopen on Tuesday. So that's it. Happy trading. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.